than marry, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the final segment of the week, and we appreciate you being here with Rudy, Mary, and me for today's show. In a minute, you know, we're going to check in with Eric Giuliani. You may recall he was on the show back on March 14th, and we want to find out how his travels have finished up. He's been traveling the world without using any aircraft. But first, let me share that this portion of the program is sponsored by Masterbuilt. Do you enjoy slow-cooked, smoked foods? Why not change up your backyard routine with Masterbuilt's digital electric smokers? The thermostat-controlled temperature and cooking timer produced award-worthy results every time. Masterbuilt has smokers for everyone, from propane to electric, analog to digital. And whether you're a beginner or a pro, you'll love how simple it is to share the goodness of slow-smoked food with your family and friends. Get yours today at Lowe's, Home Depot, Sam's Club. You can visit Masterbuilt.com for additional retailers. They have videos and recipes, or find a link at RudyMaxa.com under sponsors.
As Robert mentioned, we had our next guest on the show back in March, and we loved his story. Eric Giuliani left a good job in Miami to travel the world without using any aircraft. He's likely used every other mode of transportation you can think of, but you may be surprised to hear how he crossed the Pacific on his most recent leg of his journey from Australia to his trip. Well, it's, I say return trip home back to the U.S., but as we are going to hear, he's not quite finished with this trip.
No, he's not. So how are you, Eric? Welcome back to the States. It's nice to have you back on the show with us today.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm feeling really good, and I appreciate coming on a second time.
I'd love to have you, yeah.
Well, we're going to continue with it, with this saga with you. So how's your adjustment to being back in America going?
Yeah, it was certainly surreal. Today actually marks day 700, and so I've been traveling pretty much nonstop in hotels and on the road, and most of that, about 650 of those days, was outside the United States. So I'm still kind of getting adjusted to having friends close by, and just everything's kind of been a little bit of adjustment, but it's been really, really great to get back.
Well, all right, so you had a clear ambition that has led you to travel the world without using aircraft, but now that you're back, I'm curious, what did you miss about this country?
Well, somebody asked me that the other day, and I couldn't think of an answer, and I felt really bad, and I came up with hot dogs, and that's a really embarrassing thing to say. Like, the fact that I forgot about friends and family, that it slipped my mind, but honestly, I think that's just kind of a given, but just being around my friends again, and I've got some friends, I came back through California, and so I've got some friends here, and I've had some people fly out to see me, so that's been really probably the thing that I've missed the most, and of course, my parents came to visit me as soon as I got back, so yeah. Friends and family, and then we'll put hot dogs.
Listen, hey, it's an America culinary delight. What can we say? All right, Eric, so we know you hit a bit of a rough patch in Southeast Asia, and I don't know if we're going to have enough time to get into that. But as I mentioned earlier, you've tried every mode of transportation anyone mm-hmm. could think of other than an aircraft. Please tell us how you got from Australia back to the States.
You know, I really pride myself on not using Google to figure out transportation. Mm-hmm. And this big leg, I had to. And mm-hmm. basically what I did is I Googled how to cross the Pacific Ocean on a cargo ship. And it's possible, but there's not many cargo ships available for passengers. And through Google, I found a company based in Australia that is able to put passengers on certain ships. So I was able to book an actual ticket. I had a cabin, and I was able to travel across the Pacific on a German cargo ship, of all things.
And how long was that?
It took 25 days at sea.
25
days to go all the way from Sydney to Oakland.
But did they have you working or anything, or you're just sitting there?
I offered to work in exchange for the trip, but I had to pay full fare. It's one of those things where they don't just kind of exchange work. It's really highly regulated as far as the training required for the crew and cabin members.
Okay.
And it's a huge ship, but there's only 20 people on board that are running the ship and working. So there really isn't an opportunity.
Okay, we want to get to a couple of things, but can you just tell us how that ride was?
You know, the first couple of days is really exciting because you mm-hmm. feel like you're setting sail on this great voyage. But by day 4 or 5, you are bored out of your mind.
You have 20 more days to go.
Luckily for me, I'm writing about my journey around the world. So I was able to get kind of caught up and write about 10 chapters that I put up on my website. But if it wasn't for that, I mean, there's no Wi-Fi, there's no TV, not everybody on the ship speaks English. So it is really mentally challenging. The ship rocks really rough some nights, so you can't sleep. And then other times you can sleep, and, you know, so it's kind of hit or miss depending on the seas that day. But it was a really interesting journey, and certainly one that I would never trade or never forget.
So amazing.
So, Eric, what's next for you?
Well, basically, I'm trying to get across the United States. So I came in through California, and so I want to spend about the next 6 months just kind of going with the flow, kind of like what I've been doing. And I don't really plan too much ahead. I'm only like 1 or 2 or 3 weeks ahead of where I'm at now. So I know I'll kind of be in some of the southwestern United States and then make my way across to the east. And then ultimately, I'll go back down through South America and across to Africa, which is where I started, and end my journey in Cape Town about 2 years from now.
So you're literally going around the world right back to where you started.
Literally. Yeah. I want to cross every continent over land, and I want to go across all of them and then get back to the original starting point. And for me, that would be considered having gone around the world with no airplane.
Sure.
And then when you get to Cape Town, do you get to fly home to Miami on a plane?
That's the million-dollar question.
I'm going to say this to you. I went back and listened to our previous interview before today's show, and folks can find that on our podcast. It's March 14th. And I started off that interview by congratulating you for being a doer, and I want to end this interview by congratulating you for being a doer, because a lot
he's
of people
going.
In this world, they talk a good game, but you're walking
you.
The walk. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Some days are really rough, and some days are really great, and you know, I'll take the good and the bad anytime over doing what I used to be doing.
Well, folks, go check out his website. Eric's website is traveltall.com. Eric, thanks very much.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you guys.
Great talking
really
to you.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
I can't get enough of this story. Yes. I love it.
All right.
Inspiring.
Special thanks to all our guests who appeared on the show today with Rudy, Mary, and me. A reminder to check out rudymaxa.com. Vote in the latest polls that just went up. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. Thanks to our show team for helping us put today's program together and get it to you. To all our network affiliates and sponsors. And, of course, all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.